Never take it personally. Never lose your sense of humor. That's the motto Dee Dee Myers lived by as President Clinton's press secretary, the first woman ever to hold that position.
Being the first woman, it was a little harder for me to establish my authority and my credibility in a culture in Washington, which is pretty traditional. I definitely faced challenges, and I sometimes felt like I had more responsibility than I had authority, which I think is a problem that a lot of women face. But I fought back as best I could, and over time I think I was able to make things work better for me and most importantly for the president.
Myers was inspired by her mother and other successful women.
My mom always told my sisters and me that we could do whatever we wanted, and she finished her master's degree and went back into the workforce when I was in high school, so she was a great role model for me and I think my sisters as well. And as I grew up in politics, I saw a lot of women moving up, and that gave me the confidence to think that I might be able to make that next level. I don't think I ever really thought I would end up in the White House.
Myers says she was also lucky to have great mentors, both women and men.
One of my most important mentors was one of my first bosses in politics, the former mayor of Los Angeles, Tom Bradley, who really treated me like a grown-up when I was very young and showed me great respect and taught me a lot about how to deal with people, and I will always be grateful.
After leaving the White House in 1994, Myers worked as a political commentator on cable and TV networks. She also lectured on politics, the media, and women's issues.
I'm still interested in politics, but empowering women has become my real passion because I think it can truly change the world.
That's why, she says, she wrote a book. It's called Why Women Should Rule the World.
I chose the title sort of just to get people to think about what might change if women ruled the world. But the argument that I make is not that women should rule in place of men, but that women should rule alongside of men. Because we could talk for hours about how empowering women around the world is the single most important things we can do to promote economic development globally and political stability and peace. I think there's no more generally effective way to change the world than to educate and empower women and girls.
However, she notes, women who've been successful in business or politics are not always willing to be mentors and help other women advance.
I think in many ways that's getting better, but I think there's room for improvement. One of the things that I think women have to recognize is that there's plenty of room for everybody. I think sometimes that competition comes from insecurity. I don't think women give themselves enough credit for all that they contribute and all that they bring. I think sometimes women are a little more reluctant to take risks than their skills or talents or ambitions suggest they ought to be.
To encourage women to help themselves and each other, Myers became a spokeswoman for the Empowering Your Confidence campaign, sponsored by Jones New York, which sells clothes for professional women. The online campaign offers encouragement and advice from women who have made it.
One of the things it says to women is, own your success, be confident, know what it is you can contribute to the workplace and to your community and to your family. Be proud of it. You can find out more about our campaign at jny.com/empowerment, but I think there's a lot there, including something called the Little Black Book of Career Advice. And we gathered anecdotes and advice from more than 100 women from a bunch of different professions, talking to other women about what they think will help women to succeed.
Dee Dee Myers says working with this campaign is another way for her to reach out to women everywhere, helping them realize and reach their potential to not only succeed in careers, but change the world. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.